everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here again to do a wonderful program and some healing. So we'd like to have you call in today, if you would. And today is Wednesday, July 28th. So if you wish to call in, ask some questions, you can. Start off with an emotional clearing. We'll have a couple of days here. So think of a situation that you dealt with. And it could be anything. And we'll just clear that from you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. And these clearings are like having a Band-Aid put on you with an owie, because it goes much, much deeper. That's why you want to do a full lifetime clearing. And let's do a pain body. Here we go. Think of some pain that you might have, or maybe what you had, you know, many, many years ago. It's still with you if you didn't release it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's just one scenario, one incident. And we'll do a mental body. This will help to organize your thoughts here and maybe think a little bit clearer. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so let's turn it over to Sylvia, our co-host. Sawyer, Sylvia.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Thank you for being with us tonight. And I'm going to just talk to the people that maybe are new and haven't been on the program before for a minute. And those of you that are old hands at this, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So the first thing that is good to do to listen to this program is to go to the actual page of Creation Lightship on the BBS radio site. You can do that by just clicking on any of the places where it says Creation Lightship on the BBS calendar page, the schedule page. And as you come onto the Creation Lightship page, just scroll down, and you're going to come to a picture of a light being that's there. And that's an actual light being from the Creation Lightship that was drawn by an artist who's also a seer when they were on the lightship for a healing. And during the program, Ron will activate the light beings and bring in the divine energy to all of us through the picture of the light being. And so that's wonderful to have on your monitor screen in front of you if you can at all possibly do that. And you can also type in a question on the Fast Chat by clicking on the BBS Fast Chat link, or give us a call, and I'll give you the phone number for tonight if you'd like to call in live. Okay, the phone number for tonight is 1-888-815-9756. That's 1-888-815-9756. And we love to have people call. It's don't be shy. It's very easy to do. You can just come on, and if you have a question for Ron, you can ask him a question. You can also request a healing or something like that. So please go ahead and call. If you'd like to, we'd love to have you. And in the meantime, we will talk about some of the lightship clearings and some of the ways that you can participate in the lightship conference calls and things like that. And we'll answer what questions are on the Fast Chat so far. So, Ron, I see we have a comment on the Fast Chat, which is great, and that's from Alexander. And apparently he's got some really great news. By using the clearing on your website, the psychic billboard clearing, he was able to get a new job. And basically he went for an interview and got called back same day. So, yay, that's wonderful. Would you like to mention something about the psychic billboard clearing that people can do, especially for people that maybe don't know what we're talking about?
Sure, yeah. The psychic billboard is what your body is transmitted around it, and or what's being transmitted around you by maybe the aliens or other energies, maybe even people. So what's on your billboards may not always be what you're transmitting. But people read it and they respond to it. And if it's a negative event or something like I can't find a job or, you know, something like that, or, you know, I can't make my connections, I can't find people, I can't, you know, whatever is on there because that's what people are seeing, and they believe that, and that's how they're going to respond to you. And this works with the dark side law of cause and effect. What you can do, you can change it and put on there what you'd like to have entered onto your new billboard. You want to get rid of the old programming. And believe me, you know what that is because that's what you're experiencing. So you want to put one thing on there at a time to release and then go through and reprogram that so you can have conscious control of what's being transmitted to other people around you. And there's three different sections there. One's for what you can do, what's on your billboard from yourself, what your body's putting on there and your spirit. Next thing is what's other people doing. Are they actually writing on your billboard like a blackboard and having their thoughts, their controlling energies, their psychic attack energies, and whatever controlling your billboard. This could be how some spells and curses work too. And then last but not least is what are the aliens talking about you? And that's kind of how it works. So it's a wonderful clearing. And if you're, you know, kind of stuck in your life or you want to move forward, that's one way to do it, along with the personal empowerment clearing. But the billboard one is very nice, and people know what their issues are, and this is how this clearing works. You can put on the website, and it will change. So back to you, Sylvia. And you want to probably keep doing the same issue. You know, you don't want to run, you know, 50 issues on it. Just concentrate on one until you sense, feel that there's some kind of result happening in your life for the better, for what you want to have happen. And then we have our Q&A coming up Friday, and it will be after the BBS Station 2 program at 7 o'clock. Pacific is when it starts. The call will start at 8 o'clock, so it's, you know, BBS is 1 hour in length. And the phone number you want to call in on if you wish to join us and ask questions is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 9009. That's 9009. So turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Thank you. Speaking of the online website clearings that are available, also Peter in Australia says that the Crown Chakra Disconnect is a fantastic clearing. So while we're on that subject, maybe you could explain what that is and tell people how to go to the website to get that clearing.
Yeah, so what you do is you go to the website to do that, and it's on the left-hand side, and the aliens put on us the seventh chakra, and they have control of that. This is how they bring energy into your body. And we're told that it's a divine energy source, and that's all that we basically know as far as the teachings of the darkness, and it's the way that they enter us. So once you close off your crown chakra, you feel more contained inside of yourself, but then you can close off the other ones too. So you're not leaking your energy out and giving it to everybody else around you, including the people that you don't want to, you know, touch with you on a negative situation. So by having your body shrink-wrapped, which is, I think, one of the clearings there, you're able to actually come in and feel much better afterwards because you have your energy contained in your body. It was never meant to have it be going all over the place to the other universes and the parallel lives. So by having this clearing, you're able to feel more of who you are. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So the next question I see, we have Peace on the Fast Chat, and they're requesting a healing for lower back as they are having problems sitting and standing and walking, and they're in pain.
Okay, so we'll take away entities first of all. Entities can come to us as we have pain, and they'll bring all their pain to us, and now we have a full backpack full of pain from them, and the pain is physically felt. So here we go, releasing these energies. So I'll count to 10. We'll get as many as we can out of everybody listening here. Remember, these are emotional bodies, they're ghosts that came into your body, and these are hitchhikers, so you want to get rid of them. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, now we're going to do a healing here. Go to the entities. Hopefully you're feeling a little better. And you might want to get up, walk around if you can, and maybe bend over slightly and twist and just see if your pain has sort of left you. We'll do a pain clearing now. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we're going to work with the energies in the body here. We'll work with the healing portion of you, which is the mind of the body. And let's we get that jump started to bring in some relief here. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, stronger, 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 and stronger. And now let's work with the, the back muscles here. And maybe nerves. Let's do the muscles first. So get those into alignment. So here we go. Aligning the vertebrae a little bit here. There we go. Coming down from the shoulders on down. Going down about your power chakra area now. Going down all the back. And a little bit further, but out of the tailbone. Okay. And let's now do our central nervous system here. Going down and checking out the disc also here. Realigning those. There we go. And there we go. Halfway down. And there we go. Now done. So let's see if that does any good or not. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So I believe the next question, I can't see it anymore on the fast chat, but I believe it was from Love. And they were asking about if the hype about 2012 is true.
Well, my information that I have, since the light only works on the now, there's really the ascension time is not stated as far as what it's going to be. And a lot of people talk about the end of the world in 2012. A lot of people are changing that. Instead of having it at the end of the world, they're going to have more consciousness and go to different dimensions, which could be the end of this world here. It's hard to say what the dark side is putting out. That's why we have the 2012 Ascension Plan, to get yourself out of these man-made philosophies and dark side transmissions of energy. And that's what we're dealing with now, is trying to get ourselves out of these so that you can become whole and complete without having yourself get trapped in the 2012 agenda. And once you know about it, you may want to go searching. You know, our minds are very curious, and they want to figure out more and more. And each time you search more, you have more connections to the darkness. So you may want to go on to the darkness to light clearing if you start finding yourself kind of getting overwhelmed. We do have a free overwhelm clearing even. And go on those two clearings and get yourself cleaned out so that you can become in the moment. Remember, the dark side created time. And this is why they created a time point to take probably people off planet, to get rid of the population here, bringing clones. Maybe I can't swear to that, but I see a lot of them walking around. And the movies are all about clones, so you just need to realize that they're telling you that information for a reason. Basically, whatever you hear could be true, and mainly when you believe what could happen, then you're going to be trapped into the hands of the darkness as they lead you down a path into the darkness universes and thinking that you're, you know, figuring out how the energy of light is working, which you can't do. But people think that the light is bringing this upon us here and that we're going to a higher frequency because we're such nice people. And it doesn't take any kind of preparation. You just sit back, relax, do a few ohms, and they'll take you away, which they will do. So that's why we have the 2012 Ascension program on the website to get that off of you. Because once you tap into it and start investigating for yourself, you're hooked up. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's see what other questions we have here. Well, I know there's more above, but I have to see if I can get back to them. But in the meantime, talking about more about the psychic billboard clearing, and Alexander is asking what would be appropriate to put up on your psychic billboard if you want to manifest money.
Mm-hmm. Well, remember the money is controlled by the darkness, so that would also work because you're in their program. So you might just say that maybe you love money, possibly. You want to first release what you. Why you don't have it. So that's the main thing is, what's your program for not having it? Maybe what did your parents teach you, what's passed down through the generations, and get rid of that program. And then just say that you're a money magnet. You draw money to you. You know, a couple of the rock songs a long time ago, I think Stevie Nicks made one, you know, that everything that you touch turns to gold or something like that. So, you know, people do have that agenda and can think that way, and just know that the money's coming your way, and you are using, you know, a dark side program because they gave you the billboard, but you can take conscious control of it, and then you can also put light into it, and you can generate that from your heart, and it will still be honored. But typically when you put something on the billboard, it's going to be read by most people who live in darkness. But they can still give you money. So it's very hard to find heart-based people out there, which you may realize just by your daily confrontations with people and the way they respond and act. But the main thing is that you're using a tool that the darkness made to keep you handicapped, we'll say, keep you beaten down, keep you imprisoned here because you keep bringing negative events into your life, so you can change it. You can use your billboard to change your life. So that's what I would probably recommend doing, is just first you have to eliminate what you have and you know, look, you know, really deep inside of yourself and see what those issues are. And then from there you can release them. Emotional clearing the whole lifetime one may get rid of a lot of those problems that you're dealing with. So if you think you have a problem by having the emotional clearing, then maybe what you have now as a problem will be something else. And remember, these things can piggyback each other. They can hop on one condition to the next. And you may think that you figured out what your problem is, but it could be keyed by some other one. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have a question from Tina earlier on the fast chat, and it's, if dark forces have released their hold on the churches, is it now safe to go back to church?
Why would you want to do that? And they have not released the control on there's so many of them now. What they're working with now is the energy is probably around at 10,000 BC. And this is pretty rough energy. These extraterrestrials, at least most of them, are the ones that I'm dealing with myself, kind of look like an apple fritter. So these fritters have legs, and these are awful alien races. And remember, they cross over. They can sell that church that you went to many other races to suck the energy off. So just because one race got eliminated doesn't mean that church is completely cleaned out, because it can be coming in through some other areas of their consciousness. And they can be dropped, you know, connecting to that church. So just because it's maybe named, you know, maybe a Buddhist church or a Christian church or something does not, or a Buddhist temple, it doesn't mean that that energy is simply released from that particular origin, it may be, but it still could be sold, just like property is, to other alien races. So it may be connected to some alien race that dealt with some type of people involvement here maybe 30,000 years ago. So they just piggyback that on to another religion. Remember, some churches, I know the Pentecostals, they have a section where they walk around in a circle in a glass room, and they're speaking in tongues. So what alien race are they are speaking through them? I've already mentioned about Alien Cafe in New York there, where people come in and sit down at a table. Normally they come in around the same time or within 5 minutes of each other, and you can overhear conversations, and the conversations kind of dovetail. A whole different types of people. You have people maybe wearing suits at one table and just regular street people on another. And when the aliens get all their information, since they're inside of these people listening, or they could even be aliens talking, once they get their information downloaded, then they, both groups or maybe three or four of them, get up at the same time and walk out the door. And you go, wow, that's strange to have everybody walk out at the same time. Well, they got their messages across everybody, and it was probably understood quite nicely and well, because if it wasn't, they'd be asking more questions to each other at that table. And remember these things are being eavesdropped by everybody else around. So whatever they're talking about, you know, and you can do that yourself. You can actually listen to the conversations and see how they start to relate to things. The last time that I was there, when I was hearing these guys talking, they were putting on some kind of play or something there in New York, and they said, you know, in the, what did they say, in the darkness, we're going to have music. I went, that's interesting. Then they said, you know, some of the performers don't like the script that they have to do. And I went, yeah, that's interesting too, you know. And that kind of fits in that, you know, the actors, the performers, you know, us, don't like the script that we have to follow. And that's kind of just the way it is. But, you know, if anybody has overheard a conversation and they want to call in and talk about it, that'd be wonderful, just to see your viewpoints on hearing, you know, by eavesdropping a few tables talking. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so a couple more comments here. One from Peter from Australia, talking about how putting up the psychic attack clearing at night is very, very good. And that's true. A lot of people are using that and getting great results with that as well. And here's a question. I'm hoping that you'll understand this. I'm not sure I quite do, but this is from Peter also. And sorry, my fast chat just refreshed and it blinked off. Just give me 1 second. So the question is, does Ron have anything more about the extra cotton candy lately? I think that's referring to, you were talking about how,
yeah,
I guess we kind of get wrapped with something that's sort of like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's how the aliens connect to us, through the mind control, through the orbs. So nothing more recent, no. Just that, you know, if you see how cotton candy is on a stick or whatever they put it on, how it's stuck to it, and there's many fibers going off of that. You remember the movie Avatar with their fiber optics when they connected up two life forms together. And one said, "You're mine now." That was the, I forgot what his name was, Jake, I think, or something like that, to the flying bird. You know, that's your mind control. So he did a mind link and overtook the bird's consciousness, which is what that movie is all about. It's about having a mass mind take over everything. That's why at the end of the movie, if you remember, all the different animals and the trees and everything else came and fought off maybe the humans that were there to exploit their particular race. Well, it's because the mass mind of that tree, which was controlling life there, along with the people controlling other life forms here. Remember, as above, so below. So this is just a tree being a little more conscious than the people. And all of a sudden you realize, yeah, now how am I mind controlled? And I'm sure all the aliens listening to this program, if there's any out there, they know that they're mind controlled too. And they might see us as being actually maybe worse than they are, but they still have the same condition. And they may not want to be mind controlled themselves, but they are because they're doing it to us. If they were free of that, they would not do mind control because they have no need for it. They have no information about mind control. And they'd probably think how awful it was if they even knew what it was in their vocabulary. But because we are mind controlled by them, they are also. So this is why we put up the darkness to light clearing. We help them out. And whenever anybody typically does a healing, remember, we have many things inside of our bodies watching. You know, these beings may want to go to the light, so you've given them a wonderful opportunity to do that. So this is the whole process, is to get the dark side to come into the light, and they'd be terminated without that. And this is just a wonderful way to show them that the light does love all life forms, even if they didn't create it. And this is non-judgment. So back to you, Sylvia. Hope I answered that question for you.
Okay, great. Let's see, Karen is mentioning on the fast chat that she listened to the first show that you did about the billboard clearing, which was on, I believe, 716, for anybody who's interested in going into the BBS archives and listening to that. And I guess in that show you mentioned about being careful what you wish for. And so she's been asking for things in her psychic billboard and adding that it brings no physical or spiritual harm. So she wanted to share that. And let's see, we have a request, Ron, if we could have a clearing on legs and feet.
Okay, so let's work with our feet first. So let's go to our ankles first of all, and realign that chakra. There we go. We'll go to each toe, realigning that for you. Here we go. Okay, that looks good. And let's work with the second toe, third toe, fourth, and fifth. That's your small toe. Okay, that's on one foot. Sending over again, big toe. On your left foot, and next one over, and another one, and another one. There we go. And let's work with the bones in our feet right now. And going up to the ankle, and up to our knees right now. Okay, let's make sure that we're in our bodies properly. It'll take you all instantly. So here we go, count to five as we come out and come back in again. So one, two, three, four, and five, and you're back in your body the correct way. So I hope that helps you. So back to you, Sylvia.
That brings up a very interesting point, and that is, how do people get into their bodies improperly? How often does that kind of thing happen, and is there anything people can do about that, like on a daily basis, to check to make sure that they are positioned correctly in their body?
Well, what I first do is a spirit retrieval, number one. Then I think more, or do an entity, do spirit retrieval, and then you can ask your spirit to leave you momentarily and then come back in your body properly. And make sure that you're connected to your spirit and your heart center and not some other spirit that wants to come in and go up and down in your body a bunch of times. So, you know, it could be a problem that way, too, if you don't know that you're working with your spirit. So you have to become heart-centered first to do these clearings. If it's inside of your mind, then you have the darkness, and you don't want to bring something into your life, some other entity that you're bringing into your body because you're commanding that, and you don't want to bring one of those, beings back into you. And maybe their whole family and relatives and their great relatives and everybody else, because they like you. Well, the whole thing is to become more present in your body and to bring your spirit back to yourself and then have it come in properly. The way you go out of your body or come in properly is when you're maybe sleeping. This is most of the time you have a crash landing when the alarm clock goes off, or you just startle somebody. Maybe somebody drives a car real fast by your house or something, or honks the horn and you're sleeping, and you get kind of woken up at a different time because you're not used to that, and your body jumps. And that's because the jerk that you have is your spirit reentering your body. And it can come in any way that it needs to, but it has to come in some way. And if it comes in wrong once, it'll probably come in wrong for the rest of your life. Now, that's not to be confused by when you're going to sleep at night and your body jerks. So when your body's jerking at night, that's not your spirit coming in improperly. It's the fact that the aliens have you pinned. And they are putting probably pins in your feet and doing things because you are jerking. The jerk is your body response. So if you just think that somebody came up to you with a pin and pokes you in different parts of your body, what's your body going to do? It's going to jerk. Well, these are what they're doing to you. And you could even be transported out of time and still be in here, and that they can poke you with a pin in a parallel universe with your body, and then all of a sudden you return back here, and the pin is still in you, and then maybe they pull it out or twist it or something, and your body jerks down here. That's kind of the way it works. So this is why we have the special healing now, which is $30 for a month, which is the alien attack removal to get rid of those things from you. And it helps a lot of people. But that's what it takes. You have to do the work, and you're not really strong enough yourself, unfortunately, because you've had too many lifetimes here of darkness to become more empowered. And that's the problem that we have. You know, ideally, you know, your spirit's all-powerful. It's connected to source energy. Well, it lost a lot of that information. And it lost the main link, which is what you actually need to become empowered. And it lost your twin flame energy, your home base energy. And you got filled full of entities. And is your spirit really completely whole and complete when you come into each lifetime? Normally, it's the best that it could be, but it may not even be whole and complete. You may not have had your spirit with you for 50,000 years. Maybe it was missing an arm because it was chopped off back then. So at that point, you'd never have an arm from your spirit, and you'd probably have arm problems in each lifetime. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Let's see. This is a question from Dave. And the question is, does the addiction clearing and detox per year also include clearing by generations?
No, that's only a whole lifetime. I believe you can go into, you know, the different generational clearings, but you first do the whole lifetime one, and for most people that's all that they need. But if you feel that you still have the tendency for an addiction a little bit, then you may want to do, you know, 1 through 7 generations. And then you may even want to go one step further and try that. It just depends on you, on how you feel. And what I would do is wait maybe a week in between just to see how much energy was taken away from you. Because sometimes the body needs to adjust to the healing, to integrate it. The healing is done. Once you stop the healing, you know, it's over with. It's completed to whatever it can do for you. But the body needs to catch up sometimes. And sometimes people become a little bit tired or sleepy. They might feel like they lost some energy. But it'll all come back to you much stronger than what it was before. But the body just gets kind of tired because it's processing and releasing judgments. And when you get rid of judgments, and you have to fill that with your spirit, which is why we have the spirit integration on most of the clearings, so that you're able to bring in more of yourself, but the body still needs to adjust to it. So this is what happens, is that as you have a clearing, most of the time, it might take a day or two for the body to readjust, and then you feel pretty good. On the alien death barcode one, you know, you could feel funky for a while because your emotional body knew that you're going to be dying. The only reason why you feel sadness is because you know, the emotional body is telling you that. Your actual body consciousness already knows that because it's dealing with that in the present moment all the time. It knows about the death that it's going to be facing. But the emotional body is how we respond and react to things. So once your emotional body is told, man, you know, that I could have died 3 years ago and maybe 5 years before that, right away it kind of gets upset. And you get upset because it's upset because that body's living life through you. And that's why people respond the way they do with emotions. But that body then, you know, on the clearing, you can clear that energy out of that emotional body. And it may take more than one time. The first time through is 30 minutes. And that's probably, I'd say, for 95% of the people enough. But if you're one of those people that the emotional body is completely traumatized and you want to do it maybe another time or two, you want to do it after each barcode clearing. So that way, when you get done with it, you're not feeling funky, you're not feeling depressed or sad. The only reason why you're going to feel those is because you didn't continue and do additional emotional clearings. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, we have Larry on the fast chat. I guess he couldn't get through on the phone line. And he would like to request a healing for feelings of rejection, being rejected.
Okay, rejection clearing here. Here we go. So we'll go back a few days here. And first day, I'll count to 10 to release it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And second day, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. We'll hope that helps you, Larry. And where's our call-ins today? We got about 15 more minutes left, so anybody out there brave who wants to talk and be on the air talking to people?
Yeah, I don't know if the phone line was busy, and that's why Larry wasn't able to get in on the line. But if anybody would like to try, I'll give you the number again. It's 1-888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So, yeah, we'd love to have you call in if you can. And here's a question from Peter from Australia. Is our body or our spirit sucked into other universes? For example, if you do a yoga nidra with other people around.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say definitely so, because you don't know where they're going. And for what they're teaching, yeah, definitely. So as you make contact with people, that could be what happens, yes.
Okay,
and here... Be very careful with doing things. Yeah, that can definitely happen. Remember, when you are with a group of people, then the group of people have a mass mind consciousness, and you can get sucked in very easily with that. That's why you don't want to normally physically touch people or have them get into your energy field, because you're taking on their stuff, and you may not want to live their life. That's kind of what happens, is that you're living their lifetime along with your lifetime, and this is the way entities can hop around, and dark side beings, aliens can come in to you because you're there willingly doing something with other people. And then you deal with that mass mind consciousness. So who started that practice, you know, number one? What do they program it with? You may not even know. You may have a book that talks about it one way, but is that what really happened? So I would stay away from organized stuff. That's why we have a clearing to clear you out of the church energies and organizations. And I believe that is on the self-empowerment clearing. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, a minute ago when you were answering that question about the clearing and whether or not it went into the different generations, that might be of interest to listeners to kind of get the idea of what the seven generational clearings are and when those are good to use and how that affects your family members and so forth.
Yeah, that's good. The seven generational clearings are designed for somebody who had a clearing, and the clearing helped them, but didn't really do enough for them. Maybe they still have part of that issue. So part of that issue would be from the past. So the first seven generational clearing goes back to probably around, I'm guessing, the 1800s. And so that takes away the mindset of your ancestors. And from there, I think it's like it goes back, including yourself, 256 people. So I just think you have the thoughts of 256 people that's being taken away from you by having just this one clearing. Now, if you need to have additional clearings, then you want to go back again and do the next segment of this year, get rid of more people. And eventually you're going to be pretty clear of an issue. Remember, they're all recycling the same thing, the past over again, and it's passed on from generation to generation. So it all depends how much you're dealing with it in this lifetime. And if it's been a really, really old issue, then you have to go back even further. And that's why we have so many listed there, because some people can actually sense, each time they do one segment of those clearings, they can actually feel the energies leaving them from maybe, 40,000 years ago. So it's kind of up to you how far you want to go and how deep. And, you know, if the issue is not cleared, look at it and make sure that you're clearing the proper issue. Maybe it started off with one type of issue, and after you clear that out, then maybe another one recycles and resurfaces under a different name, a different title. And so you want to know what that is also, and you can ask your spirit what that is. Because your spirit's going to, be able to help you with that clearing, because it's also trapped, and bring the energy of that stuff into it too. Remember, it's living all your past lives with you. Remember, it takes on you, and you would be whenever you first came here, and so your body has a lot of genetics stored inside of it of negative thinking, which is why we're not, the body's still here, let's say. If it was in light, it would not have this real heavy density form on it. So that's kind of what happens. So, yes, if you work with group mind energy, and a lot of the aliens use that to connect with people, because they're putting, group mind, mass mind consciousness, so that when one being knows something, they all know about it, much like our darkness clearing that we don't have on the website, but it's a 100 monkey scenario, and that's because it's a mass mind consciousness. So if you can get an idea from somebody else's thoughts, then they can also program you the same way, and that gets very devastating to think about that. It can only take 100 people. Who are connected to you, your friends, to think a thought, and to all these people think that same thought, and you automatically are going for a ride on it. So that's the way it works. Maybe other people are too. Just think if they have a negative thought against you, and then you're probably going to start feeling ill. This is why we have the chakra clearings and stuff on the website and everything else. So everything is to get rid of negativity imposed by people. Because that's what we deal with. We deal with people, and we deal with their negativity to get that into the light. Otherwise, you're lost. So back to you, Sylvia. You're lost in darkness.
Okay. So another question regarding the psychic billboard and using that clearing, and that is from Alexander, wanting to know if it's okay to ask the light being to remove whatever they can find from our billboard.
No, they can't do that, because you have free choice, free will. So let's say that you ask for that clearing, and on that billboard is to please give you lots of money, and you have all this money coming into your life. The light being sees that and says, well, you're asking to have your billboard cleaned, and it were to take that away from you, then that would be upsetting to you, because you started not making money, just as a scenario, reversing it, around to what's really happening. The light being cannot do anything for you. You have to request it. So, it can bring in peace energy. This is why all the healings have a timer set up on them so that the light being can work for a given amount of time to help you. And you have to tell the light being what it needs. The light always sees you in pure divine perfection. So it's not going to take away your perfection. Even if you're in awful pain, that's still perfection. That's what you created. So with that in mind, it's not going to take that away because you created that. It'd be an awful thing for it to do that. Then it would be part of the darkness. So the light cannot do anything against your free will. And if you don't state what you want, then that means that you're giving up your free will and you're not understanding what your free will actually is. Your free will is to bring forth what you want to have released from you. And that's the way the light works. It does not judge you, does not control you any way whatsoever, and you have to input what you want to have on your clearing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, since we're kind of getting on toward the end of the hour, before it gets too late, can you mention the upcoming clearings and different conference calls and things that people can go on and maybe what's happening next month as well?
Yeah, we're going to be doing our last call on this segment, which is 8 hours in length. If you want to get onto it, send me an email. creationlightship@yahoo.com. I can lower the price on this one because we only have one of those to do. Normally it's $200 for 28 hours of healing. But whatever one you get onto, even if you only have one that you come on, it's still very, very beneficial for you because you have 8 hours of healing. And we'll be continuing on next month and doing some clearings to help people out with that. And we go into the quarantine room mainly. Also, we do physical healings in the light ship, but the quarantine room brings back the parts of you that the darkness has stolen and taken and sliced and diced. This is including your spirit and your body. And, you're in parallel universes with these missing body parts, and the light ship attempts to find them to bring you more into wholeness because you're lost. And the only way they can do it is to look for you. And they find conditions that you might have and look for the parts of you that's missing. And your spirit's helping to do that. And you could even, if you knew it yourself, you could, tell them. But because you don't know and you still think that you're physical here completely, then, you don't know what you don't know. So the light ship is looking for parts of itself. Because you're part of itself, to find it back from the darkness. Otherwise, you would never exist again with your spirit and or your body. So it has to find the parts of the light, which it is, because it lost itself too. And this is the problem with having free will, free choice here, is that people go to churches and pray to the aliens. And then you also have, free will, free choice. And people choose, darkness. So most people choose darkness over light because the darkness, the way this system is controlled, works in time. And you can program a time-based reality when you want some kind of occurrence to work for you. And it can manifest itself very nicely that way. That's all of your self-fulfilling prophecies. And remember, the darkness always works in time. It works through predictions and works in the future. So everything that you're dealing with, what you want to manifest in your life, is going to be from the future. And that's the way they work. And the light is everything's in the now. But you need to get now people to help you do the now manifestations. And this is why the problem with people is that who are a little more advanced and can understand, there's very few people who are in the present moment to bring forth the manifestation. So we're still being heavily ruled and controlled by the aliens and the time-based energy and the religions that get entangled up into people and all of these beliefs of the light of the darkness that they brought down here. So I guess we have conference. conference call, just got off of one today where we did water charging. Our healing conferences, which are the longest, are 1 hour in length on Monday and Fridays, 5 o'clock Pacific, and the cost is only $20 to get on that call. And then we have water charging on the website. We have object charging. So for a dollar, you can have things, you know, one thing charged up if you wish. And then if you do have a charge up, you want to make sure that you can continue on, because it may, you know, be used up with that charge maybe in a week or two. So you want to maybe check it or recharge it every week or two. Because once you incorporate that frequency into your body, once you come into the mindset of that, once you come into oneness, we'll say, if you want to use that term, with what you want it to manifest at that small degree of consciousness, once you become that, then the object will no longer work for you. And it could hold you back. You could be having something of a mind-based reality or even a heart-based reality. The heart-based is a little different, but the mind-based one is going to keep you in a holding pattern. And, you know, if you have something that you bought, you know, 10 years ago, it'll have the 10-year energy on it, which is basically dead to you, you think, but it's holding you back in your life. This is why some people like to get rid of, you know, their clothing, you know, if it's very old to you or something, because the clothing, you know, may represent something. If you just wash it, it'll probably be fine. It could be brand new again for you. But if you have something that isn't cleansed, then you're going to be running that old mindset energy into you, and it can harm you. So I guess that's about the end of the show here. So you want to add anything, Sylvia? Or I'll say our call this Friday is for the Q&A after VBS Station 2. And it's 646-519-5800, PIN number 9009. And we'll be talking about that also again on Friday. If you're new to the Creation Light Shift and you have questions, by all means, this is your chance to come on and talk, and I can help you all with questions, and so can other people that's had previous healings. So, Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to slide in just a couple more questions here from the fast chat before we sign off quickly. One is from Karen regarding the billboard clearing, and she wants to know if you can run the past, present, and future clearings all at the same time by having three different windows open.
Yes, you can. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. And let's see. Peter is asking if you can tell us how and where to look for spirit. I think maybe that was when you were talking about how spirit fragments get taken off by the dark side.
You probably cannot find them, because they're lost. They're lost in the darkness.
And
so looking for parts of you that way, you're not going to be able to find. Ones that are around you here, maybe just outside of your body, you can find, but the ones in the parallel universes, you may get a glimpse of those through your dreams, but as far as actually looking for them yourself, that's very dangerous.
So is that something that you can do a particular clearing for, like parallel lives or other types of clearings, that the light ship can help to find those?
Yeah, the parallel life one can help bring part of you back to yourself, yes. And there's cloned planets, and there's also, you know, your body being cloned, basically cloned planets. And then you have the one for the dark side planets. So we have the one that's the Earth with cloned bodies, and then we have one where it's actually physical dark side planets, even though the cloned, you know, Earth is a dark side planet, but we don't know the difference on it. And that's where they normally take you, to the cloned Earth, because it looks familiar to you. But yeah, that's one of the clearings that would work. And you may want to keep on that clearing, get the unlimited on it, so that you can keep up to date with parallel lifetimes. So I'll be signing off here. This is Ron Amatron. Our next show will be on Friday on Station 2, same time. And that's our paranormal night. So if you have any questions, everybody out there, I'm sure, has some kind of question. You can just think of one right now and jot it down, and definitely call in and ask a question about it. So blessings to all of you, and see you later.
Blessings, everyone. Good night.